7:05 this afternoon, 79 at this hour, and Car Talk featuring Bill Brad Dungis and staff and management of the Dungis family of autos, just back from wherever you went. Good morning.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you today?
It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It isn't bad. It's been warm. I'm glad I got away for a week there. I went to Colorado, hung out with the family for a while.
All right.
Got to run around up there in the high altitude.
I'm going to say, to quote the John Denver song, a Rocky Mountain High. Huh?
Something like that, yeah. Not literally, but.
Well, I'm not going there, but it's legal in Colorado. You could have done it. But nice to have you back in the community. And we got a studio full of people.
We do. This is a very exciting time, as everybody knows or should know by now. Tonight, the Children's Musical Theater kicks off their program. This year's deal kicks off tonight and goes through Saturday night, and it's Beauty and the Beast, if I'm not mistaken.
You are correct.
And we've got some of the performers in the studio with us today, and we want to talk about children's musical theater and entertain you all a little bit and hopefully encourage you, if you haven't got your tickets yet, to go out and fill up the house for the Children's Musical Theater this weekend.
I recommend opening night performances for any show. They are, you get the audience, the actors at their best before they start realizing, oh, this is a laugh line, let's work it a little bit more. but it's always a good time. So two best times to go see any show, opening night and closing night, or right. In this case, closing afternoon.
There you go. And of course, you know, it's all about the wonderfully talented children we have in Bartlesville. Our youth are what make up the strength of our community so much. We talk about that, it seems like, every week on the show. But
there's a recurring theme going on there. Yeah.
Great example of it. So much of our of what we do in the community at Dungis is about the youth and giving people opportunities, and we love to support these programs. Not that it's about us, it's really about these kids and what they can do and their performance. So let's go ahead and introduce them, Charlie.
Let's do that. We'll take a line from the show and say, be our guest. Walk up to the microphone, at least walk in and say hi.
Come over and say hi, folks. And introduce yourself. Tell us, why don't you give us your name?
Your name and your character.
Your name and your character.
All right. Well, I'm Anna Pennington, and I play Mrs. Potts in the show. I'm the teapot.
The teapot. So,
yeah,
awesome.
It's very exciting.
Hi, I'm Katie McCollum, and I play Belle.
Awesome. And I am Amos Hopkins, and I play Gaston.
Bonjour, monsieur.
You're
pretty much done now.
That's right, exactly. But it's really exciting. It's really been a really fun summer, the last 4 weeks that we've been rehearsing.
Working on it for 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of work. How many hours a day do you put in, do you think?
Well, we start at 9 in the morning, mm-hmm, and go till 4 o'clock.
Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
Pretty much a full day for a month.
Right,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And have you guys been in the programs before?
Yeah.
Yes.
All three of you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. And tell us about yourselves. What are you in? What grade are you in?
I am I will be a senior this year at Wesleyan Christian School.
At Wesleyan Christian?
I'll be a senior at Bartlesville High School.
Bartlesville.
And I'll be a junior, and I'm homeschooled.
Okay, great. Yeah. So all different spectrums of our community, and that's great. And that's a neat thing about this, is it's not just a school program. We bring people in from all over the community and give you a chance to pursue this. Now, do you do things like this in school? Are you all in choir? I know you are. I've seen you at the school.
Yes, so at Wesleyan Christian School, I've been in several of their musicals. Mm-hmm. And last year, I actually choreographed the musical that they did this last year.
Oh, awesome. So
yeah.
you've been involved in different aspects of production.
Right, uh-huh. Right, yeah.
And I know you're a choir person.
Yeah, I'm in choir. I also do all the plays, I do all the musicals, and I actually help choreograph our high school's musical, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Awesome.
I'm involved in that too.
Cool. And being homeschooled, you don't get that
well,
choir
thing. I get to star in every show at my school.
Okay. There you go.
I do everything, so it's a lot of fun.
Excellent. Just like Snoopy gets all the parts, you know?
Yeah, every part.
That's exciting. Well, that wonderful to meet you. I wish you all great success. And anyway, we'll come back at Tiffany. Why don't you come up and tell us a little bit about this year's program?
Well, this is my first experience.
Is
at
it
CMT.
Okay?
And this year we have 83 kids, ages 7 to 17.
Uh-huh.
We started with a pool of about 200 kids that auditioned for myself and Andrea Andrasakis, our director, who's in from New York City. And through about 5 days of the audition process, we narrowed it down to the 83 kids that we have now. And they're phenomenally talented kids. I'm just honored that I was asked to work with them. As the kids told you, we've worked 4 weeks, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Hard rehearsals. We spent time learning the music and the blocking, and the choreographer, our fabulous choreographer, Dylan Fairless, put together some really outstanding musical dance numbers, so you've got to come see them. You've got to be our guest and
you
see
will, I mean, if you haven't been to one of these programs, I would recommend that you go, because you will be amazed at the quality of the performance. I've been to several of them since we've lived in Bartlesville, and it is truly amazing what you guys can do in 4 weeks. It's not just a kids program.
Absolutely.
It is really first-class performing.
You'll never believe that they're 7 to 17-year-olds.
Yeah.
You're going to think, oh, there's some adults up there, but they're not. They're all 7 to 17. It's pretty incredible.
And the production value of it, too, the scenes, the sets, the way you do the choreography, all the stuff, seems like you always get it right.
Absolutely. Ed, you know, we spend countless hours working on it. We've got hundreds of volunteers that come together to build this incredible set. Is it not the most beautiful thing? Mm-hmm. And these set pieces that come in and out, and just all the aspects that go into it, it's like working in professional theater. It's really impressive.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned this is your first year.
Yes.
Where did you come from?
I teach at Bixby Middle School.
Okay.
And our wonderful producer, Jan Watt, is a friend of mine, and we've met through, she is an accompanist at a school here, and their music teacher introduced us to each other, and she asked me to come, and I said, well, sure, not knowing the full scale of what I was going to be involved in, and I'm so impressed.
Surprise.
I just right here in Bartlesville, America.
That's right.
Well, I'm so impressed.
You'll always be surprised in Bartlesville.
Absolutely.
That should be our motto.
Absolutely. It should be on a sign as you enter town.
Excellent. Well, you know, I don't know if you guys are ready to do this, but I would love to have some performing go on. If you guys want to do something, that seems like better than listening to me talk. Or ask questions. I don't mind interviewing people, but Charlie's a professional at that, and you guys are really good and have been practicing for a month at some stuff. So if you'd like, let's hear something. Why don't you tell us what you're going to do? Maybe put a little context into it,
where
it fits in the show.
So the first song we will be doing is Me, and that is a song that Gaston, myself, sings. In the show, Gaston is a very arrogant character. He's full of himself and believes that he is higher than everyone. He's a god, basically, in this musical. Okay, so during the musical, he is in love with Belle. He's trying to win Belle over, and Belle does not like him at all. She's disgusted of him. Okay, so throughout the musical, Gaston's really goal is to win Belle over and to show everyone how great he is. So this song really just explains that and really just describes myself and the Gaston.
Right.
So,
go Gaston.
All right.
And if you want to stand up, we can move the microphones around. We can give you a good, better performing atmosphere. All right.
Just one dream, nearly all your life. Hoping, scheming, just one theme. Will you be a wife? Will you be some he-man's property? Good news, that he-man's me. This equation, girl plus man, doesn't just help you. On occasion, women can have their uses too. Mainly to extend the family tree. Pumpkin, extend with me. We'll be raising sons galore.
Inconceivable.
Each built 6'4".
Unbelievable.
Each one stuffed with every guest on gene.
I'm not hearing
You'll
this.
You'll be keeping house with pride.
Just incredible.
Each day gratified.
So unwettable.
That you are part of this idyllic scene. Picture this. A rustic hunting lodge. My latest kill roasting on the fire. My wife massaging my feet. While the little ones play on the floor with the dogs. We'll have 6 or 7.
Dogs?
No, bell-strapping boys like me!
Imagine that.
I can see that we will share all that love implies. We shall be the perfect pair, rather like my thighs. You are face to face with destiny. All roads lead to the best things in life. For all's well that ends with me. Escape me, there's no way certain as do re bell when you marry. So what'll it be, Belle? Is it yes or oh yes?
I just don't deserve you.
Well, who does? Me!
But thanks for asking.
Outstanding. You are rather full of yourself, aren't you? Excellent. Well, that was wonderful. Good job. And that was very nice.
Thank you.
Do you want to do another one?
But wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more. Huh? We want to hear it all.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so hi. So the song I'm going to be singing is Belle's song. It's called Home. And at this point in the show, she's taken her father's place in the Beast's dungeon, in the Beast's castle, in exchange for his freedom. So she's taken there. She's kept there. She doesn't know if she'll ever return to her father. She doesn't know if she'll ever return to her home. She's thinking, is this where I'm going to stay forever? Is this my new home, basically? So, yeah. Yes, I made the choice. For Papa, I will stay. But I don't deserve to lose my freedom in this way, you monster. If you think that what you've done is right, well then, you're a fool. Think again. Is this home? Is this where I should learn to be happy? Never dreamed that a home could be dark and cold. I was told every day in my childhood, even when we grow old, home should be where the heart is. Never were words so true. My heart's far, far away. Home is too. What I'd give to return to the life that I knew lately, and to think I complained of that dull provincial town. Is this home? Am I here for a day or forever? Shut away from the world until who knows when. But then,
altered once, it can change again. Build higher walls around me, change every lock and key. Nothing lasts, nothing holds all of me. My heart's far, far away, home and free.
That is outstanding. You guys are really talented. And watching your voice on the little reader there was amazing. We have one more performance.
We have one more song. This is the title song from Beauty and the Beast. It's Beauty and the Beast. It's when Belle and the Beast, they're kind of, everyone in the castle is really excited because they've fallen in love. And so we're trying to help set the mood and keep that going because we want to be human again. We want the spell to be broken. So this is the song that is sung when they're dancing, and it's the classic Disney song, so here it is. As old as time, true as it can be, barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change, small to say the least, both a little scared, neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast. Ever just the same, ever a surprise, ever as before, ever just as sure as the sun will rise. Tale as old as time, tune as old as song, bittersweet and strange, finding you can change, learning you are wrong. Certain as the sun rising in the east, tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. Tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast.
Wow. That's so special. That's a great, great, I don't know what to say. I'm speechless, but... Thank you guys for coming. That's beautiful. You guys are going to have a great weekend, I have a feeling. We do have one more guest with us. I want to introduce Jan Watt. Welcome, Jan. She's the producer of the show. I don't know what is left to say after that. It's kind of hard to follow the kids.
There's not much you can say. They've just done it all. They've given you a little taste of what it is, and you got to come see the rest of it with all the costumes and sets, and just come out and support the kids and the huge amount of sponsors and volunteers.
It does take so much to pull this off. I know you guys have had a long-term capital campaign going on and abundant, all kinds of dreams for the future, and you've done so much in the last 15, 16 years.
16 years. We've got a new building that we've moved into, so mm-hmm. we've got a home where we can have camps and all sorts of things. So growing the program, and it just keeps on looking better every year.
It's wonderful. So let's be specific. There's a show tonight.
Show tonight, 7 o'clock, opening night. Tomorrow night is 7 o'clock also. And Saturday and Sunday are at 3 o'clock p.m. in the afternoon. So we've got two matinees. So get out and get your tickets. Sunday tends to be kind of crazy because mm-hmm. people talk and then they come. So if you do come on Sunday, you probably want to arrive a little earlier because you'll have to stand in line, hopefully. A long line.
Yeah. And there are tickets available,
There
I
are
assume?
Tickets available. For- the adult tickets are $23 and the student tickets are $13. And that includes some fees at the community center. But
all right. Wonderful. So, and you can get the tickets down at the community center. Give them a call. I don't remember their number off the top of my head, Bartlesville Community Center. Tickets are available there at the front desk, and it would be great performance for you all. I know it's a lot of work for a month, and it builds up, and then it'll be over soon. But, good luck, and break a leg, and whatever you're supposed to say.
And then they have theater withdrawal for the next 6 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Oh, yeah. School's right around the corner, I think. So you'll get going again, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yes, come on and see them tonight and Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Come twice. Come three times.
There you go.
Four times.
Well, thank you all for coming.
Thank
I appreciate
you for
it so much. And
really, go around the room one time.
Please try.
Just as far as the personal side of it, because, okay, you're all theater veterans, you've done this before. So you can say, before you even hit the stage tonight, what's the most fun for you guys of doing a show like Beauty and the Beast?
Oh, my gosh.
And anything particular? I know it's fun. And I know you can always, you're going to walk away 6 weeks from now, you're going to be talking about it at school if theoretically you all went to the same school. And you know, and then you'd have all these memories to talk about. But I want to talk about remembering last year or previous performances. You know, what makes it so fun for you?
Well, I guess the thing is with children's musical theater, and I guess with just theater in general, you spend so much time with so many people that you become like a family, and you really form like this really tight bond with all these people that you get to work with. And I think that's definitely a huge chunk of what you take away from theatrical experiences like this. And that's just something that it's so important to all of us, just friendships and the wonderful relationships we've got to form.
That's great. Yeah. I mean, so much of what you guys do, you couldn't do without each other. And that's great. Anyone else?
Well, for me, I think I was raised homeschooled and that kind of thing. And so just this last 4 or 5 years, I've been actually in a school. And the thing with CMT for me is every year they hire different directors, and their artistic staff is always changing. So it's really interesting for me to work with different types of directors, different styles of directing, and working with amazing people like Tiffany and Dylan and all them. They're just wonderful people that they bring in. So that's one thing that really stands out to me, is the directors that they find and what they bring to the show that's what makes the show, really, is what the directors bring. So
and I think for me, theater's always been my dream, and getting to perform and everything, and that's what I really love. And so getting to step on stage and transform into a character, like you're off stage and then you hear the music start up and you're like, I'm about to be someone else for a little bit. Like, I get to tell a story. And I think another thing that's really cool is getting to introduce people to theater. A lot of people, especially like in my family, or people come to see me in the show and they've never really come to see a show before. So getting to introduce my family into the theater, and then, you know, little kids who come and they're like, oh, they see the show and they're like, I want to do this.
Yeah.
And so getting to introduce other people, and see what impact it has on them is really, really special.
It is inspirational, I think. And it does kind of teach you how to work together to create something wonderful. I mean, that's going to resonate through your lives, I know. I mean, whatever you do, I mean, that's what one thing, the theme that Charlie and I always talk about with youth in Bartlesville and so many of these programs, whether it's through FFA and 4-H and raising animals to show, or through a baseball team, or through these kind of performances. You have to perform, you work together, you've got to put in the time to achieve your results, and you learn so much through that. And so congratulations, and thank you for coming in, and good. I hope the show is just wonderful. I know it will be, and you'll have huge crowds, and well, that's great. So thank you, Jan Watts, Katie McCollum, Amos Hopkins, Anna Pennington, and Tiffany Davis. We appreciate you coming in very much.
Thank you.
And Brad, I know this. You and I are going to spend a little more time with this, but you know, again, my advice to the listeners: come opening night, because that way you can see it fresh and still have time to tell your friends you need to go see this on Friday or Saturday.
And then you can go back again too. Yeah. That way.
Yeah.
Because if you wait and go to the last show, you can't come back.
Gee whiz, I missed it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you might want to see it again.
Well, yeah,
We just teased you a little bit with it, and I think that as you can see, this is going to be outstanding, and the performances are going to be
The accompanying music was a little off mic. I was doing my best to bring it up, but without getting a whole lot of room sound in it, I didn't bring it up real high.
Yeah.
You know, you got the orchestra there, you got the whole stage presentation, and it's so much better, you know, live and in person.
It is, and so everybody, get your tickets. Come on down tonight and Friday night at 7 o'clock.
Right,
and 3 p.m. matinees on Saturday and Sunday. So thank you to the
and so many. We need to look at also the leaders in the production this year. So many of them are alums. They are now, you know, come through the program, graduated high school, graduated college, out doing other things, coming back to help out.
Well, that's one of the things this program does, is bring lots of people from, we met someone from Bixby who's here. I mean, it brings people from all over the place together, different schools, all over the state or region, really. And, you know, because we have such a great program here in Bartlesville, the Children's Musical Theater, it really is a treasure for our community.
It is. I need to at least mention, by the way, that you are the home of the 995 oil change.
We are the home of the 995 oil change. We've got great car deals, service offerings. We do we're going to have the country showdown final, I think, pretty soon.
Tuesday night. Downtown Pawhuska, in the shade of the Triangle Building. And we've got three winners of semifinals that have started out with a group of 30 auditions, break down to 15 semifinalists, and then the three winners of the semifinals coming out to present their talent. Each of them will sing three songs, and the judges will judge, and somebody will move on to state competition. With the opportunity to go to area and Nashville with a $100,000 prize package to the national winner.
More talented
and sing at the Ryman Auditorium at the Grand Ole Opry.
Wow, and that's great. And if you haven't been to Pawhuska lately, you should go over and check it out, because there's a lot of stuff going on in Pawhuska.
Yeah, the cavalcade, of course, starts, that's the street dance prior to the cavalcade. Mm-hmm. Then the action for all that gets going Wednesday morning.
That's right. So come on out. Thank you, Charlie, for having us in again this Thursday.
It was an easy morning for me. I didn't even have to hardly carry on a conversation, and that's nice that we've got the stars of the show.
A great show to have the stars in, and it really hopefully encouraged everybody to get out and see the show this weekend.
Absolutely. And, of course, while you're driving to or from, you will buy their car, not while they're driving to or from, but
by. We're happy to take you down to the theater and maybe you can get a ride home after we buy their
we
car.
Could, take them home in a brand-new car. Check that out, DungeonsChoice.com. Brad, thank you so much.
Thank you, Charlie.
And Children's Musical Theater, you're going to get your tickets. Showtime tonight, 7 o'clock. Break a leg to all the performers. News on the way next from CBS on K1.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville. And